This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I just want to get right into this because this story broke last night, and I definitely had a lot to say here on The Alex Jones Show. I want to welcome every single one of you guys tuning in. If you guys are watching on X, make sure to follow me on X, Andrew H. Live. Reshare the broadcast immediately, band.video, wherever you may be watching. Copy the links. Please share these absolutely everywhere. We thank you all for your participation in the InfoWar. But this interesting development in Arizona is very interesting. InfoWars.com, Democrat Arizona AG indicts Trump chief of staff and others over 2020 election scandal with electors and obviously those in Trump's orbit and attorneys, including Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, Christina Bob, et cetera, and many others. And what I find interesting about this is the timing. And the timing of this is telling me everything I need to know about what is really going on. I know. I mean, you take a look, no matter where Trump goes, it's absolute cheers and love and acceptance and chanting for Trump to come back and to fix and make America great again. Honestly, now people are starting to understand what he meant by that. All of the normies and these retards out there that said that was racist and that was a bigoted thing to say and it was xenophobic to want to make America great again or shut down American borders. Well, now that tune is changing because a lot of people are experiencing the devastation of replacement migration, illegal immigration. People are experiencing the devastation of inflation and what the Great Reset actually looks like. And that is why that is the top two issues going into the 2024 election. And if we do get a free and fair election, which I still have concerns about whether this thing is going to be legitimate or not. But if we do, Trump is going to destroy Joe Biden. And you are seeing this everywhere Trump goes. Okay, obviously, when Trump is around MAGA or he's around Patriot adjacent individuals that may be a little closer leaning to where we are, you always see it's a warm welcome. He's received by MAGA all the time. Obviously, people have criticism against Trump, just like I do, just like Alex Jones does. I mean, if there was nothing to criticize about Donald J. Trump, then that would be very interesting time to be alive. There's really no such thing as a perfect person aside from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So just newsflash, you're never going to get a perfect person running for president. But what I will say is it's not just when Trump is around MAGA circles or his rallies or at Mar-a-Lago or some kind of dinner or a campaign stop. It's when Trump is even going into these leftist deep blue strongholds like the heart of Harlem, the bodega, when Trump is traveling around the United States of America and he's showing up to convenience stores. He's just showing up to be around the people. You take a look at this morning in New York, just the absolute reception and love and support that Trump is receiving, which is what the deep state hates. And it's what the mainstream media and all the propagandists do not want people seeing. But it's continuing. Even this viral clip that we saw come out this morning of a Newsmax reporter interviewing a construction worker or a union worker and asks, what is your message to Joe Biden? And all it is a bold, straight up New York F you to the face, right? I mean, that this is why I keep telling people, everybody hates Joe Biden. Everybody hates Joe Biden. Everybody hates Kamala Harris because people are starting to realize just exactly what these people are doing to your own personal life. Because a lot of normies, they like to sit back and watch from home and, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, too. But I don't really want to get involved because it's not really affecting my life. It's not really affecting my bank account. It's not affecting my family. It's not affecting my reality or my existence. Well, that's not allowed anymore. You're not allowed to think that way. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't be thinking that way because geopolitical developments and globalism and American deep state operatives and their agendas absolutely affect every single one of us. And I'm going to unpack all of that when we come back from the break, guys. So don't go anywhere. If you're watching on X, share this absolutely everywhere. Tag me in it, too, at Drew H. Live. I'll reshare it. We'll be right back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Alrighty, guys, we are back. Just sharing this on X, getting the broadcast out, guys. Make sure to share it. We thank you at Drew H. Live, at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars. We appreciate every single one of you guys. But as I was saying, guys, really kind of zeroing in on this because I find this development in Arizona very interesting because the authenticity of the reaction to the Biden regime or the O-Biden regime and the diversity hire in chief, this retard Kamala Harris that they propped up, and the puppet president, right? People are starting to realize, and this has been going on for 4 years now, that these people are destructive. And you're not allowed to sit on the sidelines because they won't let you sit on the sidelines. I think a lot of people think, and I'm not talking about the info warriors, I'm talking about, you know, normies, people that are just, you know, scanning or perusing and scrolling through the aggregated AI-driven news feed from the state-approved big tech propagandists, right? These illusionists that try to control the minds of millions of people, which actually they effectively do. But I think that type of individual has maybe had this mindset where, you know, I am not affected by this. I think Trump, you know, is an entertaining character. He's a reality TV star. Wow, he's a racist. Oh, wow, that's crazy. I don't want to be identified as a racist to say I support Trump. I mean, I've always liked Trump, but I guess he's a racist now. And the right thing to do is to go with Democrats and Joe Biden because, well, orange man bad. And old pedo man good, right? You know, it's literally that's how simple, okay? Those are simpletons, all right? That is how people are thinking right now in the 21st century, in 2024, in the United States of America and globally. It's like this 10-second or less information intel download on social media tolerance, right? Like people that are like, come on, dude, make the video less than 10 seconds. Really? 30 seconds long? You're pushing it, man. Like, all right, you're definitely a low IQ. You can't sit there and tolerate information for more than a minute. Something's seriously wrong with you. Do you even think? Like, do you honestly even think at all? Do you think? Do you even have the time to sit down and think about anything? You just get all irritated whenever you have to think about something for more than 10 seconds. That's wild, dude. I find that that's something, maybe it's demonic. I don't know what it is, but something injected that into the, you know, these past few generations to get people to think that way, where they get irritated if they have to sit down and think for more than like 30 seconds to 60 seconds. And it's like, you're somehow a bad person. Like if you guys know what I'm talking about, especially if you're like a show host or a content creator, like people are vicious. They get pissed if you put out a piece of content that's like more than 60 seconds. I think there's something to that. I think that's some kind of demonic psyop on the human mind to get you to not think. Some kind of tool there. There's something there, definitely, guys. But With that said, people are waking up to the reality that this is affecting your life, and you can't run away from it. You can't ignore it. You can try and blame Trump for it at this point, but it's not effective because even that is backfiring. Because these people have been in power for the past 4 years. And so even when they try to blame Trump, it's just not computing. It's not calculating correctly. It's not making sense. So there's a red pill right there as well, and people are waking up to this stuff, which is a good thing. But like I said, even breaching the matrix by the optics and the narrative breaching independent reporters or on the ground videos that you're seeing just go completely viral almost every single day now, where people are expressing their love, they're expressing their support for President Trump in leftist deep blue strongholds. You got to emphasize that point. But also, this is why these top two issues in the 2024 election are illegal immigration and the rise of inflation and the downfall of the American economy. Why? Because these things are affecting everybody and their own life, their own personal bank account, their own personal families. Americans having run-ins with illegals, illegals squatting, taking over their private property. Illegals invading elementary schools in South Texas and various other states. Like, there's no getting away from this. There's no running away from this. And what normies need to understand at home, if you may find yourself watching this right now or you're coming in hot off of X, is you can't get away from this. Like, there is no middle ground to start. And there is no just turning a blind eye. And it's not because Alex Jones or InfoWars is fanning the flames and instigating all of this conflict. They try to say that about Trump, right? Oh, it's Trump. He's the chaos candidate. Nikki Haley during the primaries, during 2023 and a little bit into this year. What was she constantly saying? She was regurgitating the same thing that we can't respond. We can't respond to Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. And that's what MAGA and Trump represent, like a total F you to all of us, right? Well, she's deep state, of course. She's a globalist. She's a shill. She's a political prostitute for the New World Order. That's what Nikki Haley literally is, dude. She's literally a disgusting, ugly, wrinkly, okay, political prostitute. So I don't listen to Nikki Haley. She's retarded, too. But anyways, you know, that's why that narrative is pushed. They try to shift and flip things, and they project. They gaslight. And what they're doing, they place on everybody else, on all of their political opponents, quite literally, immediately, and almost daily at this point. They're even trying to do this in the mainstream media. I don't know if you guys have caught on this, but you're hearing like Rachel Maddow, you're hearing like Joy Reid, all these retards on MSNBC and CNN. They're trying to paint Trump like he's mentally incapable or no longer cognitively thinking any longer. Like, they're trying to paint Trump as if he's Joe Biden intellectually, which is interesting because they'll try to say that, but on the same show or literally in like the next segment, they'll talk about how dangerous Trump is to democracy. He's a threat to democracy because of the message that he's preaching and that he's spreading across the United States of America. It's like, okay, if Trump is no longer cognitive and can't even think straight, then how is he intellectually capable of concocting, you know, such extremist levels of propaganda that leads to extremist violence across the United States of America? It doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense. These people are liars, they're grifters, they're hypocrites, and they're intentional about it. And they're like, F you as they do it. They know they're lying. They're fully conscious that they're lying. They're not lying unconsciously. But they are lying fully consciously, fully aware, intentional, because that's what propagandists do. That's what hypocrites do. That's what liars do. They know they have to do that because they have the results of that because they have nothing else. These people have nothing left to even try to legitimately run on. Nothing. They're not popular. They're not successful in terms of America viewing them as their policies actually turning into something successful for their own personal lives. And that's exactly what matters here. And I'm talking in the context, if we get a free and fair election, which I don't know if we are, guys. I honestly don't know if we're going to get a free and fair election. I'm just going to be totally honest with you guys. I don't know. You know what I mean? If the riggers rigged in 2020, what's going to stop the riggers from trying to rig in 2024? Obviously, we have the RNC. We got Laura Trump. We have a lot of grassroots boots on the ground, ballot chasers, poll watchers. There's a lot more eyes and an intent to monitor this time around, which they might flip that too. They might call that voter intimidation and suppression. They can take this any way they want, guys. I mean, at this point, the deep state does whatever they want. They don't care whether it's perceived authentically or not. They don't care whether it makes sense to the viewer or the listener or the individual witnessing or paying attention. They don't care. They just do. Okay? They do whatever they need to do in order to accomplish their tyrannical goals. So you're not dealing with people that have a code of ethics. You're not dealing with people that are worrying about, you know, is this going to be perceived correctly or not? I mean, they're void of morality. They don't give a damn as to whether what they're doing is right or not. What I'm saying is they don't even give a damn as to whether people.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Right? With the whole violation, in my opinion, of the Fourth Amendment to have intelligence agencies be required to obtain a warrant before they surveil Americans. They just can do whatever they want at this point. They say, oh, it's because of fentanyl and we want to be able to monitor Islamic terrorists. Yeah, give me a break. You guys are facilitating the importation of fentanyl and Islamic terrorists on a daily basis. That's a bunch of BS. That's not why they don't want amendments to FISA, so they are required to obtain an amendment. No, they don't want it because they need to be able to surveil the people. They need to be able to surveil Americans as they have been for decades. Because that is the all-seeing eye, according to the deep state. That is the all-seeing eye, according to the New World Order. It's artificial intelligence mixed with mass worldwide surveillance technology, whether it be audio, whether it be video, whether it be drone, or whether it be via satellite technology. And I'm not against satellites, not against drones, I'm not against AI, because any one of those things could be used for good. Artificial intelligence could be used for good. And I truly believe that, and I've seen it. There's a lot of Christian ministries and pastors that are having their full sermons translated in hundreds of different languages in real time, in their own voice, preaching the gospel in different languages in the middle of church services because of artificial intelligence. Like that's a good thing. That's a good use of advanced technology. And like I said, I'm not against technology. I'm not against the advancements of technology. I am against that those pieces of advanced technology end up getting weaponized by militaries or end up getting weaponized by intelligence agencies and turned on civilization and their own people. And so what I'm saying right now is that if you take a look at the world around you and I'm kind of talking to a normie right now. Like if you're listening, if you really pay attention to the world around you with this push for worldwide surveillance, this push for to be rid of private ownership of property as a business owner or just a citizen, you'll own nothing and be happy. They want a complete welfare state. That's why they're pushing communism so hard. This is why they want everybody dependent on the state, and they want everybody in one centralized location, one centralized grid, where everyone will be equal. The state will pay you once a month. It'll be great. And everyone will have the equality that we've ever and have always wanted. But they fail to tell you that equality ends up being, you're all going to equally be peasants. Eating bugs off of the floor and crawling around, finding a way to try to survive for you and your family. that's the equality you're going to get. You're all going to be equally peasants while all of the elites remain fat and happy and just totally laughing at all of the retards that bought all of their ideas that led to give them and hand them over full totalitarian control. That's just human history in a nutshell, dude. That's like nothing new. This has happened many times before, and we are experiencing it and watching it happen and be pushed in real time. But because they have this antichrist godlike mentality, well, they want to be your provider. They want to be your protector via technological advancements of surveillance. Like I said, mentioned the hot pieces of technology of today, AI, drones, satellites, etc. Monitoring through homes, monitoring what, through your phones, your smartphones, that they could listen in on anything. Bro, if Facebook or Google, okay, has the technology through your microphone on your phone to listen in to your conversations, and you say certain keywords, and then all of a sudden you're scrolling through Facebook or you're browsing through your browser, and all of the ads that you see end up being what you and your mom were just talking about 3 minutes ago. Right? This is nothing new, but I mean, if that is obviously real, right? Well, then God only knows what the hell the NSA is doing. I'll tell you who does know is Edward Snowden. I'll tell you that. But you know, God only knows. He tried to tell us, but God only knows what they really got and what they're really doing and how they're really surveilling the American people and global society with the technologies that they have that are unreleased, which do exist. And this should cause a concern for anybody, because like I said, it's not that I think people get this twisted for normies. I think people actually tell themselves that, well, there's two things. I think they tell themselves, well, if I don't have to look at it, if I'm not seeing it, well, then I don't have to deal with it. It never happened. So if I'm not aware, then I don't have to worry about it. It's not something in my reality. There's people that think that way, which is retarded. And then you have other people that will tell themselves, well, I'm not opposed to it. Like, whatever, right? Like, if I go along with it, like the mass surveillance and censorship and violation of my amendment rights as an American, if I just kind of, you know, don't speak out, if I don't take issue with open borders, you know, if I kind of go along with Bidenomics, all is well. If I don't, whatever, you know, it's just those crazy Trump supporters that are getting investigated by the feds. Because look at them, they're so rowdy and they're just loud, right? I think there's another person that sits there and tells themselves, well, if I don't speak out against these people, well, I'll be fine. They're not going to come after me. Wrong. Way wrong. And it's not because you don't want the smoke. Right? Like, I don't want the smoke, so then I'm not going to have to deal with the smoke. They're not going to come after me. I'm not going to be in the crosshairs. I won't be in the scope. That's not going to happen. If I don't see it, A, I don't got to deal with it. It's not happening. Or B, if I don't speak out against these people and I just go along with it, I won't get the smoke. I'll be fine. I'll just coast, right? I'll just coast. I'll just adapt. I'll just coast. And, you know, I'll survive that way. It's kind of not say anything. Well, that's way wrong, because it's not a matter of you speaking out. That's not the heart of a tyrant. The heart of the tyrant wants to rule you regardless how you feel. The heart of a tyrant wants to dominate you regardless whether you agree with it or not. The heart of the tyrant is going to come after you whether you oppose them or whether you don't. The heart of a tyrant does not care or even stop to think about what the hell you think about them and their actions towards you. The only thing that's on their heart is full control, domination, and the ambition to rule over the free world and violate the free rights of human beings. That is a globalist. That is a tyrant. That is a Satanist. I'll break this more down when we come back from the other side. At Drew H. Live, at InfoWars, on air.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Warriors, we are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Want to invite you guys to check out my nightly daily show on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I host Drew Hernandez live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Follow me over there or just in the search bar, type Drew Hernandez. I'm the only Drew Hernandez with the green
verified badge on Rumble. And follow me on X at DrewHLive. Appreciate all of you guys. And as always, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to make a purchase today. All of the great products that contribute to your ability to continue to endure and fight this InfoWar every single day, while at the same time funding the InfoWar and InfoWars.com on a daily basis to keep us going on into the future, combating the New World Order on a daily basis. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. Go make a purchase today to keep InfoWars alive. All right, guys, I really want to continue to break this down, going back to the situation in Arizona. Now, I find the timing of this very strategic and calculated. I think those are the two words that came to mind when I saw this news break last night of Democrat Arizona AG indicting Trump chief of staff and others, electors, and Trump attorneys over the 2020 election in Arizona, literally accusing Trump of being a co-conspirator. So Trump hasn't been officially indicted yet in Arizona, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming in the next couple months, most likely probably by the summer. But I'm not surprised, and I find there's been a lot of great takes on X, people responding that elector mistakes or miscalculations have been made in past U.S. elections. I think it was a Nixon election and Kennedy where they solidified in Hawaii won. Candidate that won, they sent it in, it ended up being wrong, so they had to change it. Were they indicted? Were they imprisoned? Absolutely not. Obviously, there's double standards everywhere you look when it comes to what's going on in American politics, culture, etc. But with that said, I find the timing of this very calculated because of how I opened up this fourth hour with explaining to you guys that the absolute rejection of the Biden regime is so abundantly, overtly clear right now. And for two reasons, because I don't know if you're from Arizona, but I can tell you right now that in the state of Arizona, they are pushing hard. This is why the Biden campaign is spending millions, possibly hundreds of millions of dollars on campaign ads. This ends up on Google. This ends up on television. You cannot get away from this. They did this in 2022 on this issue of abortion and reproductive rights. Well, they know that Arizona is not in a good place when it comes to support for Joe Biden. Arizona has been experiencing these. It's so insane to see the gas prices in Arizona reaching nearly $5 a gallon, my guy. In Arizona, which is insane. The rise of the cost of living, the rise of essentials, groceries, the rise of the cost of everything because inflation, even business owners in the state of Arizona that are experiencing, especially when it comes to real estate. Huge real estate business going on in Arizona and a lot of supply chain issues. Trust me, I got family that are a lot of real estate agents and brokers that they've always been like financially conservative, but now they're like, damn, this administration is causing some serious supply chain issues and it is damaging our ability to survive and make money and have a successful business. And particularly Arizona, a lot of this is coming all together and it's not looking good for the Biden administration. So they need something. At first, we saw that they're trying to make this issue of reproductive rights, which is infanticide and slaughtering and murdering of babies, right? But they call it abortion and health care. They're trying to fan those flames again in Arizona. They're pouring millions of dollars into campaign ads. And if you're from Arizona, you're already seeing it. It's obnoxious at this point. They are really trying to emotionally and psychologically manipulate millions of female Arizonans. And you can see it because they're really trying to push that and make it a huge issue when it's according to on their side of things, it's not that big of an issue as it was when Roe v. Wade was overturned. That's why when you see these campaign ads in Arizona from the Biden campaign, it's all about how Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that he knew was going to overturn Roe v. Wade. They're trying to fan the flames of it again. And when I say it's not that big of a deal, according to their viewpoint of it being a huge campaign issue, it's not working out for them. So they need to fan the flames. They need propaganda, and they're doing it. They're already rolling it out. But then there's this. Now there's another one. They played their card last night for Arizona. So Arizona has to really, really pay attention. Like, I'm no political campaign expert. I'm no Roger Stone. All I could do is like analyze things and take a look at the direction that these people are going in. And I really hope that the Trump campaign and the HQs and the activists in Arizona are really getting ahead of this, because they really launched something last night that they are going to run with to the very end. Okay, they in Arizona, particularly because of the audit, it was a huge point of controversy, and all the leftists and the Uniparty were attacking everyone MAGA that supported just looking into the election results, auditing the election results to see if it was legitimate or not. Well, even that was being called an attack on democracy and a distrust to our democratic system. You should just trust us. You should just trust the process. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But that's why they've been pushing this narrative, because this is doing a few things, especially in Arizona, because now they can run with the propaganda together. I find it so interesting how good these people are. Not like they're good people, but like they're really talented and effective. These people are masters at propaganda and narrative creation and manipulation, because now they have the manipulation. They're going after the female vote in Arizona, and now they're going to go after the independents in Arizona and those that believe that questioning an election in Arizona is somehow an attack on democracy, and that's MAGA extremism. And so now they're going to run these two narratives simultaneously for the next few months, on top of Trump is a criminal, he co-conspired to rig your election, he co-conspired to thwart your election results as an Arizonan, he attempted to erase your own voice. He co-conspired with his attorneys, he co-conspired with his electors, he co-conspired with everyone in his orbit during 2020. This is what you are going to hear for the next few months leading up into November, particularly in the state of Arizona, on steroids. And if the Trump campaign and any of the activists in Arizona are not getting ahead of this immediately, well, this is going to be effective. I can guarantee you it will be effective. Arizona hates Joe Biden. There are people in Arizona that are seeing Joe Biden, but this also causes another factor. This also causes another factor. If they don't rig it, they're going to really try to manipulate people into believing this stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of normies, we can't underestimate these people. We cannot underestimate these people and just say, oh, just let it go. It may backfire, but it's also going to cause something else to go on. There's going to be a new phenomenon that comes out of this in Arizona. And I think what we're going to see is we are going to see a lot of people end up listening to this propaganda and getting distracted. That's what this is going to do. These two narratives running simultaneously is going to cause a huge distraction, with the absolute devastation that this Biden administration has been causing, from inflation to illegal immigration. I'll tell you what I mean when we come right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Closer to Election Day, that psychological operations, propaganda campaigns, possible false flags, or like we're seeing on the universities, the activation of Antifa, the activation of pro-Hamas individuals, the activation of the illegals pouring out onto the streets. Riots. I think just destabilization is on the horizon, because there has to be, like I said, as we ended the last segment, there has to be some massive distractions going on, some huge distractions. And the big distraction that they had and the big psyop that they had in 2020 was the bioweapon, lockdowns. And that gave them the excuse to really manipulate the mass mail-in ballot operation, because people were so distracted. I'm talking about normies out there. People were so distracted. Oh, COVID, we're all going to die. Put on 5 masks. We can't go vote in person because we're going to die if we do so. We have to keep democracy afloat by voting by mail. That's what we need to do. It's the only way. And speaking of Arizona, when I confronted Barack Obama during the 2022 midterms, when he was campaigning for Katie Hobbs, some of you saw that footage. It's super viral footage. It was all over CNN, Fox News, whatever. But I remember, because I sat there and I listened to all of their cringe leftist speakers, and it was the weirdest thing. It was the weirdest thing. Like, they were pushing mail-in ballot voting as if it was, like, the next level or the future, like a new iPhone. I'm not even exaggerating. I wish I recorded that part, because they were talking about how mail-in ballot voting is, like, the next level of convenience, like it's some kind of technological advancement. It's the new thing to do. And it was super cringe. It was like a lot of these woke white Democrats, females, they were all coming up on stage and they were saying, everyone's gonna vote by mail, right? Mail-in ballot voting is cool now, right? You know what? It was the weirdest cultish thing. And I always found that interesting, because that was part of the op, even in 2022 and beyond. And so they do need some distractions. They do need some distractions going into this election. I think that's why you're seeing kind of a preview of a possible Summer of Love 2.0. We're not there quite yet. We're almost there. I cover those riots in 2020. We're not there quite yet, but we're getting there. With all of this, all these skirmishes going on in universities, you got Benjamin Netanyahu literally calling for this. My God, geopolitically calling for college universities to crack down on anti-Semitism. Don't let it spread, because anti-Semitism was in the universities in the 1930s, and that led to the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust, and you need to do something about it. And of course, America ends up obeying. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord Benjamin Netanyahu. Yes, we will censor everybody. We will arrest peaceful protesters. We will censor anybody that we declare or you declare is an anti-Semite. You know, who gets to define that? You had Greg Abbott yesterday during the demonstrations at the university, particularly UT. Literally come out and say these protesters should be jailed or should be arrested. Like, what? Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Isn't it interesting that Greg Abbott didn't say won't be tolerated on Texas universities or colleges? He said Texas, period. What you're seeing on the universities is a preliminary rollout of what's to come. Who gets to define what is anti-Semitic? They get to define that at any moment. I mean, you could literally just be a normie, right? You could be a normie in Texas, right? You could be a normie in Texas. And obviously some of those protesters were getting out of line. There were some laws broken, but some of them were protesting. And the factor was, no, Greg Abbott didn't say they're violating the law. No, he blamed anti-Semitism in the context of why people are being arrested. What I find interesting, and this is something to think about, is, yeah, who gets to define that? But what if you're some normie in Texas and you're like, you know, I don't really have an opinion on Israel. I don't really have an opinion on Palestine. I don't really care for any of that. All I know is that I'm struggling financially as an American, and I can barely pay my bills. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I can barely put food on the table. I can barely provide for my family, for my kids. I'm struggling to financially provide for them through their school career, K through 12. I'm definitely struggling to save for them to, I don't even know if I want them to go to a college, but you know, normies are like, I got to save for them to go to college. I'm just struggling all over. I don't have enough money to even take my wife out on a date. I am just surviving, dude. I'm barely surviving. I'm going into debt. I can barely pay rent. I'm getting screwed here. if you're just a normie, I'm talking a normie like that, and you're in Texas, and you're like, so I kind of don't want to give my money to Israel right now. I don't want to give my money to Israel and or to Ukraine, or I don't want to give my money to Iran or Gaza. I don't want my taxpayer money to go to that, because I could kind of use that for my survival. Oh, well, so you're an anti-Semite for saying that. That means that you hate Jews. That means that you want another Holocaust. That means that you want the destruction of the Jewish state. That means that you want to see Jewish people gassed and murdered. Like, wait, dude, I just told you I don't have an opinion on this. I'm just trying to survive, man. I just need a little bit more cash to survive, and I'd rather my money not go to Israel or anything. Well, that's anti-Semitic, bro. You can't say things like that in Texas. You should be jailed. According to Greg Abbott. Hey, Drew, that sounds extreme. Is that really what they would define anti-Semitic? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And I take issue with that. Why? Because it's anti-American. It's anti-First Amendment. I'm all for people peacefully protesting and assembling to express their grievances to the federal government, local government, etc., done in a respectful manner, in collaboration with the authorities at hand, not asking them permission, but to coordinate so it's peaceful and it's strategically in order so people don't get hurt, right? I'm all for that, especially on universities. You get with the leadership of the university, you hear the do's and the don'ts, this is what we're going to do. You know, don't invade a classroom and barricade yourself in, which these people are doing, not at UT, but other universities. I'm all for the peaceful protests. I may not agree with a lot of people. That's fine. I could roast you. I might think you're retarded for what you believe, because I have free speech to say that. But I believe in your right to say it. That's the First Amendment. We shouldn't be censoring anybody. We should not be censoring anybody. And they're calling it hate speech. It's anti-Semitism is hate speech. It's crazy because Governor Greg Abbott is not doing this on big tech. I mean, this is the real world, bro. This is on universities and campuses in the state of Texas. The question is it constitutional? But you're not allowed to ask that question. Well, that's anti-Semitic too, because you're setting aside what Benjamin Netanyahu said and requested. Well, this is America. We have the First Amendment. And whatever hate speech even means, it's protected under the First Amendment. Is calling for the genocide and the murder of individuals and the slaughtering of people and calling for the death and calling to action to wipe people off of the face of the planet, I would say that's not First Amendment. I would say that's calling for the death and the murder and the destruction of a free human being that has the right to life. That's enshrined in our Constitution as well, because that's a God-given right. But if people are just protesting because they don't like what Israel is doing and they're voicing it, or like I said, you're just a normie that's like, yeah, I don't really care. I just want my money for me. No thanks. Keep me out of it. Well, that's anti-Semitic as well, isn't it? No, you must obey. You must bow. And it's no different from globalism or the leftists on Facebook and the fact checkers that get to define what hate speech is and regulate what you can or cannot say. But this is happening in real life, in real time, outside of a social media platform. The question is it constitutional? If the answer is no to that, then reject it. All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. The War Room is up next. Follow me on X, @DrewHLive, and rumble.com/Drew.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.